From the number one station, you come.
Tino.
Nicely toasted, toasted, toasted.
Haile Selassie.
Harley
Selassie.
Is that Harley Selassie, yeah?
Selassie.
Meet him in Babylon.
Let's go. One, two, three.
Selassie.
Toasted.
Toasted.
Nature doesn't work by taking. Nature gives because nature is based upon love. And the true definition of love is giving. So giving and giving again. It's this iterative feedback process that the creator is perpetually creating creative work by giving love so that love can give more love. And that's what we have to live our lives. If we start copying principles, we'll be able to manifest the abundance that nature does. Like when you put one seed in the ground and you get 1,000 pounds.
Toasted. Nicely toasted.
Magic dub, science dub, voodoo dub, boogie dub, name whatever dub you need, I'll make it for you.
Explosion!
Explosion! I like it, I like it.
Nicely toasted.
Toasted. Toasted.
Toasted. Nicely toasted.
Toasted.
We'll be right back.
in the way, because now your rank becomes a factor rather than the quality of what you've learned. I made these ideas clear to 13-year-olds at all times and found that after about 90 days, they became
we'll be right back.
why is that woe to us? Because you people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now. Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us that it was George Ruddy done. But this company is now in the hands of CCA, the Communication Corporation of America.
Yeah. come from prison and we get me parola. In a few with tongue where we make a little strolling. We buy a silk shirt, 2 pieces of gold. But if I'm with him, we add it with the billboard. This is not Robert De Niro or Al Pacino. This is freestylers, you end up in a sorrow. Boom, boom, say you never see tomorrow. Boy, you end up in a sorrow. Boom, boom, but I'm the sound of the gun. Boom, boom, you see a boy in my run. Boom, boom, and we just have fun.
Saturday.
Ourselves in this embedded in this reality. The more we look at it, the more mysterious it becomes. And that there definitely seems to be layers, multiple layers to it. The deeper we look, the more invisible is the connection to the field itself.
What does that tell you about the nature of reality? Doesn't it tell you that we're not living in a random physical materialist universe, as some scientists might say, but rather things are coordinated in inexplicable ways, such that it suggests consciousness behind everything?
Relate on one hand to the human scale, but on the other hand to the cosmic scale. And it's
almost as if these dimensions, these proportions found in the cosmic domain are somehow then manifested in the human scale.